This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
Certainly, we want to be well aware of the temperature drops we see in certain parts of the United States here. And not only do we see temperature drops, but also wind chills. The most vulnerable animal, of course, is the baby calf, primarily because she has very short hair, no functioning rumen, and doesn't start eating much starter till about 2 or 3 weeks of age. So any help on the calves and getting more nutrients to the calf and a calf jacket will be a plus. The good news is that once the animal is weaned and we go to older heifers, we now have a rumen that is functioning properly, generating heat, not only digesting feed and producing VFAs, but also generating heat. Certainly that evaluate each class of animals, dairy animals on your farm, from calves to heifers to milk cows to dry cows. Review their energy status and make adjustments accordingly. And be well aware that teat damage can be a real factor in winter conditions. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, and I'm Bill Baker with a Dairy Radio Minute.